Hey there, buddy. I know you're stressed out for all the BS going on in America right now, and you need something to pick you up, to make you feel good. Well, that is overpaid liberal white women working in tech jobs being absolutely annoying. I know that's what you're here for. That's what we're all here for. Today, we'll be going with a consultant to find out that... Just play it.
All right, come to work with me as a consultant in New York City. Are you guys aware that corporate America is literally just a fictional construct we all choose to believe in?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
And the best part is these women feel like they're philosophers. It's all a social construct we choose to believe in. Well, thank you, Nietzsche. My God.
Anyways, Ubered to the office instead of subwaying because I am lazy.
Okay. Bitch, you said it, not me.
Grabbed a coffee and then went to go find my spot for the day. We do, like, hoteling, so nobody actually has an office. You just, like, get assigned a spot.
God help me, I can't get through this. Like, 1 minute is too long.
They've been giving us 2 laptops now so we can double our productivity.
Giving these women 2 laptops to double productivity sounds like the most counterproductive thing ever.
So I Excel modeled for 5 hours, ate some free snacks, got lunch with a coworker, and then the office dog walked by. He's so cute.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh my God. We're so blessed.
There's a robo dog. Here I am, living my life, having a real dog, like a pleb.
And then I had a meeting with like 100 people, Excel modeled for 5 more hours, and then Ubered home.
Oh God, her life is so just terrible. She Excel'd for 5 hours. I'd like to see you Adobe for like 20, and then have your product manager completely nerf everything you did because you said one word about the T people and the alphabet soup.
Yay, corporate America. Let's do it all again tomorrow.
I wish that, like, my life was so semi-charmed that, like, someone drives me someplace. I go to my fancy tech job where I'm paid exorbitant amounts of money to basically hand in fluff. And there's so much free time in her day that she could talk about manifestation. Why don't you write down some of these great ideas? I'm staring at the next Emily Dickinson, basically. I gotta say, it's kind of amazing to have a job where you get, like, a little key card that opens stuff. It's like people are living in the future, and I'm still in, like, 1980, and I've never even been there because I wasn't alive. I mean, she's supposed to be productive, and instead we're getting a TikTok vlog. And you know she didn't do this all in one shot. You know she took multiple shots because that's how chicks are. They, like, take photos of themselves, and they do it at so many angles and lighting, and they film stuff. It has to be absolute perfection because they want to put it online and seem like everything is so together and peachy keen. But I guarantee you, this chick probably cries herself to sleep like the rest of us.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Have you heard the flavored air category is quickly becoming the leading alternative to vaping and smoking? It's a whole new movement towards better habits, led by today's sponsor, Fume. Fume is an award-winning flavored air device that draws flavors into your mouth. It's not a vape, though. It fills the void of ditching a bad habit because you still have something to reach for. It also has non-toxic flavors, and it's a guilt-free alternative. There's no battery, so you don't need to recharge. You can compare vaping to a sticky soda. While Fume cores are closer to herbal teas, Fume has lots of delicious flavors to choose from, like crisp mint, orange vanilla, maple pepper, spearmint ice. Listen, I went with orange vanilla, and I actually enjoyed it. With flavored air, you can satisfy your oral fixation through a passive diffusion system that utilizes no electronics, vapor, or combustion. Maybe your oral fixation hits another level, and you kind of need a little something to chew on. Well, Fume now has the rubber topper. Just give it a little nibble on that fantastic nib. For this holiday season, give the gift of better habits with Fume. Head to tryfume.com/itsagundam and use the code itsagundam to get a free Fume topper. Or scan the QR code when you order your journey pack. It's the perfect addition to make your gift even more special. And if you're lucky, you could even win one of Fume's limited edition gold-plated devices this holiday season. But not every tech girl boss does well. This chick being a perfect example of girl bossing too close to the sun.
I just got fired from my tech job after signing a $5,000 per month lease on the water in New York City.
The absolute delusion. $5,000 apartment in New York. That's enough money. She could go to Hoboken. She could go to Connecticut. She could go to Jersey and for $5,000 a month, if she's got that sort of bread, she could have like a mini mansion, dude. $5,000 a month? That's literally a huge house in most places in America with today's ridiculous 7% inflation. But instead, my girl here is, by the way, without a job, going to try and keep it because she likes it so much. This is why you see old women with no effing money calling into shows. I'm broke. I'm close to retirement. I don't have any money. Yeah, that's probably because back in the 70s, you were too busy being a flower child, dancing around to Jimi Hendrix music and boning dudes to ever think, maybe I need a Roth IRA.
Just play the video.
I love this place. I don't want to move out. I want to stay here, and I'm going to figure out how to pay for it. So I'm going to do a 100-day content challenge where I post to TikTok every day, just sharing the steps I took to try to make rent in New York City.
This is how you know this chick is retarded. She's underwater. You just lost your tech job that paid you enough to rent a $5,000 New York City apartment. Instead of getting your nose to the grindstone, or, I don't know, crazy idea, seeing if you could get out of lease, you just lost your job, you're going to post TikToks every day for 100 days to see if you can pay it off. That's a brilliant plan.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
The other thing is I'm going to bring you guys along as I furnish the place. So the couch is getting delivered tomorrow, and you'll get to see the place transform. And now I have all the time in the world to do it, so I'm excited about that. Okay.
Oh my. Oh, I hate being a dude in America because it's like, as a guy, these sort of thoughts don't ever enter your mind. Your first thought is, I'm about to be homeless if I don't do something. This chick's like, TikTok content challenge. Oh, this is why chicks run around and talk crap about manifestation and men are too busy trying to just make ends meet. I should look up to see her content challenge. But I have a feeling it'll throw me right off the rails. Like, I'll lose my effing mind. All right, I went and found another one of her TikToks. She has a ton of them that it's all garbage. Like, people do not care what this girl is up to. But she rolls through life like she's a superstar, which is the most amazing part. I can't even wrap my mind around it. So many women do this on social media. They have nothing going on, and they pretend like they're celebrity. I'm manifesting my future. No, you're manifesting debt in real time.
Let's do a live coaching session.
Okay, let's do a coaching session, baby.
I want you to picture a dream of yours. A goal, something that you wanted to have for a long time.
A dream of mine. Let's try and hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube despite constantly having my channel throttled and buying a nice house and being financially stable with good investments in a Roth IRA and not being completely and utterly retarded. Let's go!
This could be a relationship.
Don't chase women, chase success. Why would I want a relationship? Women cost money.
A fit, healthy body.
A fit, healthy body. You know how you do that? You get off your ass and lift weights. Something I'd be doing right now. In fact, I'm going to, and Ludwig will handle this.
The dream job. The new apartment.
Aww. Oh, how's that apartment going for you, baby?
And then I want you to close your eyes.
Uh-huh. Close my eyes.
And picture a version of yourself 5 years from now.
Oh my God, a version of myself 5 years from now probably prays for death if we're going to be real.
Who has that thing?
Oh, I'm supposed to imagine the impossible. All my fault. I'm incredibly buff and financially wealthy.
They're in that perfect relationship that you've always wanted.
Who thinks about a perfect relationship? Only chicks. They sit there, and I'm not even going to give you a life lesson. Maybe a little one. And they take parts of every guy they like and create this perfect man in their head that'll never exist. Oh, I like how Corey's car looked. I like how John would have bone. I liked how much money Martin had. I liked how Kyle was very generous. If I could just find a guy that has all of these traits. Oh, and Bob's house was gorgeous. If I could find a guy like that too.
They look their healthiest. They have that job. And then I want you to ask this version of you for advice.
What?
I want you to ask them, hey, how did you do it?
This is retarded. Honey, your future self of 5 years is not going to have that apartment and you might be like homeless, probably living with your parents.
Do you have any advice for me, given where I am today? And see what they tell you.
Her future self was probably like, girl, stop making TikToks and find a job.
Now open your eyes and I want you to tell me one action step that you can take where you are today to get you to that future version of you.
This is a window into a woman's mind. This is what we have here. I finally know what a lot of chicks are doing in their free time. Like while I'm editing, a woman I know goes, all you do is like work on YouTube. Like, when do you live? Like, I'm front loading. I'm preparing for the future when I'm too old to work. What are you doing? Oh, that's right. You're talking to your future self that just happens to have the job you want, the life you want, the body you have with a relationship with Chris Hemsworth. You know, like you're talking to that version of yourself, which is a fantasy in your head. Watching her have a conversation with herself in real time. She's all right looking. She's average. You know, she's a gassed up mid, no doubt. But it's like she's not pretty enough for this bull. Girl, you might need to hunker down. Yeah, the action step. Work harder and harder and things don't seem to work. So maybe I should stop working hard and just be a complete and utter flake and see where that takes me for a change. I can't take it. I can take it, but I can't. Because if I keep going, this chick has tons of TikToks that are just like, it's digital garbage. She just posts pointless. There's even one where she's like, oh, Bitcoin might hit a new all-time high. It's like, okay, cool. Walking her little dog. I'm out. I can't. We're leaving. I cannot because I will fall down a rabbit hole of nothingness. Oh, she just turned 30. Congratulations. And you're still acting like a teenager. Bravissimo.